Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. It's been a really good long weekend so far as well. Also, happy Easter to you, and I hope you are having a lovely Easter. Now, the weather over this weekend, Friday and Saturday, was a little bit on the miserable side, but it wasn't too bad. But it's been gorgeous today, and tomorrow looks like it's going to be just as good. So there's still plenty more time to get out in the garden, get down the allotment and finish off all those jobs. Now for me, I have been doing, well, I've spent a couple of days in the kitchen garden over this time, mostly doing things like tidying, weeding, sowing seeds, potting on, sweeping the paths, moving plants around, the general sort of tasks that we do on the weekend. But I have to admit, it's been quite satisfying, actually. You don't realise just how much you've done until you stand back and look at it. Sit down, have a cup of coffee. This is why I've often said one of the most important tools that we can have is the garden seat. Just to stand back and see what you have done. Now, I've also been sorting out plastic pots and getting them stored neatly into bins. And this just means they're ready for the season ahead. They're not blowing all over the place and they're easy to access. We've recently gained another bin because our council bin has been, well, we never had a council bin. We supplied our own bin. The council just took the bags from it. They've now supplied us with a bin. So we basically have gained a bin. But they did have to give it a good wash out, of course, and added in some Jay's fluid, a steriliser, just to make sure it was pleasant. I've got to say, Jay's fluid, good stuff again. Really good stuff again. Now, the main job for this weekend, however, was getting electrics into my shed. I've been using the All Powers S2000 power pack as the supply, and it's brilliant. So the All Powers is a 2000 watt, basically large battery. It supplies 240 volts and DC volts. It's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but it saved me having to run mains power from that house. Now, I'm pretty good with electrics, so running mains power isn't too much of a problem. But doing it this way, it's just saved me a ton of work and it's a bit safer. And now I've got lights and electric in the shed, which makes a big difference. It actually means I can go out there when it's dark and still see what I'm doing. Now, down on the allotment, I spent yesterday down there, planted out more potatoes, gave the greenhouse a good clean, and I also tried to repair my lawnmower, but it just wasn't having it. I've got two lawnmowers, one on the allotment, one here at home. Now, tomorrow, that means I'm going to have to take the kitchen garden lawnmower down instead and try and cut the grass on the allotment. I want to fix my old lawnmower, but it is annoying that it isn't working. I don't know what's wrong with it. I've got to investigate further. But you hear more on this in tomorrow's main podcast, of course. Now, I did do a podcast on Thursday night, as I'm sure you have gathered. Apologies for that. Sometimes it's just I need a night off, do my own thing. I've been pretty tired lately, and one night, just wanted an early night. I don't want to make a habit of it, but I'm going to be honest. Anyway, April's seed packs all went out on Tuesday, all in the post, and I thought I'd just quickly go through with you what seeds you can be expecting in this month's seed pack. First of all, we got mustard. Now, each month I like to try and do a leafy green, a salad crop. This week we chose mustard, and it's quite relevant actually because we're always growing mustard, we're always growing salad crops. And on Friday, wife and I actually had tea and we had some fresh mustard from the garden. We both commented on just how delicious it was. Really is so simple to grow, really is so satisfying and tasty. As well as the mustard, we have got butternut squash. I mean, who doesn't like butternut squash? A good winter vegetable. We've got courgette, again, another squash plant, but a good one, courgette. Everybody likes courgettes, although you do find yourselves getting sick of them when there's so many of them. We've got coriander as our herb of the month. I always like to include a herb, and this month I chose coriander. Peas, and again, who doesn't like peas? They're a staple. They're one we're trying to grow a lot of, and one that we want to grow more of. And we also have turnip. Now, turnip is a bit of a funny crop. It's not everyone's favourite crop, but it's one that we can grow and try and make the best of. So those are the seeds. If you haven't got them yet, you will be getting in the next few days. Now, one of the things I have been doing over this weekend and over the last few weekends, actually, is planting out our potatoes. And I've been giving a lot of thought about growing potatoes in pots or in the ground. In the past, I always used to grow my potatoes in pots. This just meant I didn't get volunteer potatoes left in the soil sprouting up all over the place. But because I was getting pretty poor results on the allotment, particularly with potatoes in pots, I switched it to growing in the ground. Now, this did work. It meant we got less water in. It's harder work to harvest the potatoes and more likely to spear them, but it is what it is. Now, this year, I am doing a bit of a mix. I've got potatoes in the ground on the allotment, and then we've got potatoes in pots here at home. And I'd like just to sort of see what does best, what gives us the best results, what gives us better potatoes, and how much work is actually involved. Now, of course, straw is something we use as our mulch a lot of, which does make a difference down on the allotment. But in ground versus pots, what do you do? Does it make a difference in what you find, or what is your thought behind how you grow your potatoes? I'm still very, very drawn out between the two. I did prefer growing in pots. It's just much harder work in terms of watering. We got great results last year growing in the ground, but with straw on top. Can we replicate that in pots? A lot of questions that we want to find out. Now, one of the other things I've been doing this weekend is sowing some companion flowers. Things like calendula, nasturtiums, sunflowers, borage, just to name a few. Now, all of these are also edible, and this is why I want to grow. And this is what the only thing I grow are edibles. It's my general ethos. Everything has to be edible. But a lot of these crops, a lot of the plants, they also have an added effect in that they are useful in the garden for other reasons. Bringing in beneficial insects, they might be a catch crop, something like nasturtium that attract a black fly away from my other plants. And they're all edible, and this is just making it more and more the type of thing that I want to do. We're going to put them in various locations and just let them grow amongst our plants. It's going to be fun. It should be a lot of fun indeed. Are you growing any yourselves? We actually did a live stream about edible flowers, so it's very, very relevant at the moment. Well, that is it for tonight's Supporters Club podcast. Thanks as always for being here. I hope you have enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Easter weekend. But tomorrow's podcast, the main podcast, will be out like normal. Until then, please take care.